1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. Good morning. Happy Monday. I hope you guys are off to a great start, not only for the week, but for the new year as well. We are finally back with the Rocker Morning Show. We all had some time off over the holiday season, which is kind of crucial. You know, you need to hit that reset button, get adjusted, get back into the game, and that's what we're looking forward to in 2026. We got a whole bunch of sweet stuff lined up for you this year that we're already planning out. Can't blame me, though, because I'm trying not to focus. This is the time of the year where my brain is automatically locked into spring, because I don't know, after the holiday is over, the winter is just kind of pointless. It's just kind of hanging out, doing its own thing, and taking its time to leave. And yeah, hopefully it gets out of here, because I'm looking forward to nicer weather. That was the nice thing about being a kid and having family in Florida, is like when I was a kid, my parents would take me to Florida. You know, we were lucky enough to go like every other year. And now I'm like, man, I haven't been to Florida in like 20 years. It's probably sunny down there and warm, and I'm up here in 15 layers. Awesome. 1077 RKR. It's a Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. There's a Battle Creek family who lost their dog in late December. And it was, I believe, early last week. And they have been on the lookout, and they're offering a no questions asked $2,500 reward. And they had a dog sitter, and apparently they were on vacation when the dog went missing. And I believe the dog has a brother, which they also own. And if you open up the 1077 RKR app, we have the info. We have a picture of the dog, the info about where about the dog was at. They believe somebody took him in. They also believe that it's possible that the dog sitter had taken this dog back to the Detroit area where apparently they're at. So any information, we have the information up here on the app, like I said, about how you can contact them because they're trying to bring their dog home. Obviously, they're worried sick. They're out on vacation when their dog was gone. They even hired drones to look for it, and they saw nothing. So they believe it could be in the Detroit area, but any help is crucial. And again, they said no questions asked, $2,500 reward. You don't have to tell them anything, just the fact that they need to bring their dog home. So feel free to share it on Facebook if you can. Hopefully they can find their dog and they can return it back to the rightful owner. Set the needle and crank the knob. It's Mark Frankhouse, and I've got another crucial addition to your record collection. It's vinyl and 45 on the rocker. Released on this day in 1973 is the debut and self-titled studio album from Aerosmith. This album projected them into the mainstream with their biggest hit off their album, Dream On, which became an American top 10 hit when it was re-released in 1975. Most of the album was actually written by Steven Tyler, the lead singer, which is kind of strange, but at the time it worked out for him. Pick this album up and give it a spin today. Today. This has been Vinyl at 45 on 1077 RKR. RKR, it's the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. Former Detroit Red Wing and Michigan native Mike Modano did something really cool recently. We have the video on the 1077 RKR app of this really nice act that he did. It was like last week, I believe. He went to a woman who is like one of his biggest fans. Mike Modano, by the way, started his career with the Minnesota North Stars. He's now an executive for the Minnesota Wild. And he stopped by to see one of his biggest fans, who incredibly is 108 years old. She's one of the oldest, if not the oldest resident of Minnesota. And he stopped by and gave her like an autographed stick, an autographed jersey. And she was like so ecstatic to meet Mike Modano. He's such a nice guy too, to stop over there and spend some time with her and talk hockey with her. That's probably one of the coolest experiences anybody could get, is just having some time to talk to a legend. Highest U.S. born scoring NHL vet of all time. I mean, Mike Modano is unbelievable. He did spend that 1 year in Detroit, which I was incredibly excited for. That was like a dream come true. That was kind of soured because when I was looking back, I remember that Mike Babcock made him a healthy scratch for what would have been his 1,500th game ever played, and he would have been a Detroit Red Wing in that game. Unfortunately, because Mike Babcock was just ended up being just a terrible person, scratched him for no reason, and he never got to play his 1,500th game. But Mike Modano is still giving back to people. It's a super heartwarming video. It's up here on the 107.7 RKR app. Love that he's giving back. And, man, this lady, she had a sense of humor. She's like, this made my year and the next year and the next year. So that's what we're hoping for. Make it to 110. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. This is one thing I didn't have to worry about until I actually bought my house, and that is the deal with when your mailbox gets knocked over by snowplows. I mean, the people out there doing the snow plowing, obviously very crucial work that they do, but every once in a while, you'll deal with that. Like, somebody will have their mailbox knocked down. I've always been curious, like, who pays for that? Because that's, you know, that's labor intensive. On top of that, that's kind of a pain in the butt to have to, like, there's no digging during winter. I mean, the ground is completely frozen solid, so you're not going to get that in there. And I'm curious, you know, when snowplows knock over mailboxes, you know, who has to pay for that? There's a whole bunch of rules and regulations as far as this is concerned up here on the 107.7 RKR app. If this happens to you, if it has happened to you, feel free to share your experience and what ended up happening at 978-1077. I want to know what happened after your mailbox got knocked down. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. So we were talking earlier this hour about if a snowplow hits your mailbox and knocks it down, what do you do? Who pays for it? Who's responsible for it? Got a couple of feedback. My friend Dale Bruckner from Albion text in using the chat button on the 107.7 RKR app, said that he had to pay for his mailbox. He had to replace the whole thing himself. So that may just be Albion. There may be some other rules, like depending on what the city is, depending on where you live, because I got my buddy Mike on the line who apparently this happened to, and it was a completely different experience, apparently.
I live out in Portage, and that happened to me once. They went by and they knocked my mailbox off my post thing. So I called them up, and about 17 days later, we came home one day, and there was a new one sticking out of the ground.
Really? They just put just a brand new mailbox where the old one was?
The whole thing, the wooden thing and everything, just stuck it in the ground.
So who exactly did you call to get that fixed?
I just called the city of Portage Transportation. They came out. They put a new one.
That's amazing. I have no idea if they would ever do that for anybody else, but that's super crucial that you got that hook. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. This Friday, we return with our good buddy Jake. We haven't seen him in a couple weeks from Presidential Brewing Company, and we are going to be checking in with him, seeing how he is doing, and we're going to be just checking out some of the cool things that Presidential Brewing Company is doing to start off 2026, and we're going to be cracking that first beer of the weekend. That's what we're here for, is to enjoy it and have some fun. And we'll get you in on the fun as well, giving away a $20 gift certificate. That'll be Friday. Again, make sure you're here on the Rocker Morning Show around 9:35. We'll crack that first beer of the weekend on 107.7 RKR, the Rock. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. Plainwell finally got the announcement that they have been waiting for. The Tokyo Grill, Sushi, and Hibachi Buffet is finally open in Plainwell. They officially opened December 29th. And if you open up the 107.7 RKR app, we have the address here. And what this place used to be, because they've had to transform the entire place. I mean, that's a lot of work. Like, when you move into a location that was not a kitchen before, and now you've got to transform it into a kitchen, I can't imagine how much time and effort went in to basically switching that place around completely from what it used to be. So have some menu items up here, what to expect from them, all the work that they put in to transform even a video to take a look inside before you head out there, because I just crush on sushi all day. It's like no problem. You enter hibachi into the mix, you're in trouble.